Lulu's kitchen.
Hello, everybody. Well, this time, just for a change, we are not going to be making a dinner. We are having dinner today, but it's just sausage and chips, and I don't need to show you how to make that. What we are going to be making is a dessert. Now, this is a dessert that comes from America. I've heard about it most in the Deep South, although I do believe it's served all over the place. I've also heard about it most being served at Thanksgiving as a sort of special treat dessert and made in very large quantities. And I always thought it sounded so delicious, I was dying to try it. When I got back to my own kitchen, I looked up recipes and I found a myriad different recipes and did lots of research. And I've done a bit of tweaking, a bit of adapting, and today we are going to try it. Ambrosia salad, Ambrosia delight, it goes by all of those names. And what this is, if you're not familiar with it, is a mixture of, it's usually made with canned fruit. It's a mixture of fruits, sometimes nuts, sometimes coconut, usually marshmallows, in a kind of a delicious, creamy, for want of a better word, dressing. Now, we are going to adapt this today because, for one thing, my husband does not like marshmallows, which I think is a terrible shame because I adore them, but there you go. It's no good me making something he won't like. So we're going to do a twist on that by using something else for the sweetness that we want in here to counteract the tartness. And for another thing, I'm going to use some canned fruits because there are some fruits that you need to use the canned variety, I think, unless you want to give yourself everlasting amounts of hassle. But we're also going to substitute some fresh fruit. I mean, we don't want to use all canned. And at the moment, I'm doing one thing that is giving me quite a lot of hassle. Now, one of the things that is often used is flaked coconut. And it is very good stuff. In America, you can get sweetened flaked coconut. In this country, you jolly well can't. At least I've never seen it. Only I could not find any flaked coconut in my supermarket. There wasn't none. There was what we call desiccated coconut, what you might call in the US shredded coconut. I don't even know whether that's the same, but I think it is. And I didn't want to use that because I think the texture would be too dry and bitty in the salad, and I didn't want that. So what I have here is some fresh coconut. And what I'm doing at the moment is taking my life in my hands and slithering it very, very finely on a thing called a mandolin, which is basically an incredibly sharp Japanese blade, which is put across a plastic board, and the plastic board can be moved with a dial so that the board can be moved backwards and forwards to make the slices you cut of different finenesses. So you can cut thick slices, you can cut tiny paper thin shreds that you could see through if you could see. Now, I'm nearly done with this. A coconut, the inside of a coconut, you have the creamy inner piece, and then you have an outer piece, which is kind of like, almost like hard, like the rind of a melon. So what I'm doing is I'm holding it very carefully by the hard piece, and I'm scraping away as much of the creamy innards as I can and slithering that. And the smell on my hands is just, and the smell on the plate that I'm slithering this onto, is just, I can't even describe it. It's almost like perfume. It's absolutely incredible. I've never smelled anything like it. I haven't worked too much with fresh coconut, to be quite honest with you, but I thought as we were doing this, we'd do it properly. So I think I'm just about done. done that. I want about a cup of coconut, and I reckon I've got about a cup now. What I thought we could do with this, just to give it a little touch of decadence, is something that no recipe from the Deep South or from any part of America that I've ever seen ever does. And it might work and it might not. But I thought it would be kind of cool. So we're going to try it. I'm indebted to a wonderful lady on YouTube called Betty. I don't know what Betty, or rather Betty what, but she has a YouTube channel called Betty's Kitchen. Go check it out. She cooks the most mouth-watering food. And what's more important for us, the sound quality is decent. I can't stand horrible background hum in the kitchen so that you can't hear what you're doing. Anyway, the ambrosia recipe I'm using that I've tweaked is kind of more hers than anyone else's, let's just say. I've taken bits from all of them, if the truth be known. Right, I've got a little bowl here, and I'm going to put this one cup of coconut in. All hail Corel. I do not know where I would be without my Corel. You can't get Corel in the UK. Well, you can, but it has to be flown in. So I bought it from a website that flies it in. And everybody who comes here says, oh, where did you get that China from? I say, in America, it's cheap as chips, and they have it, you know, they have it all over the place. And in the UK, we're just not sensible enough to have any. Horrible earthenware that weighs a ton instead. Right, I've got here Malibu. I don't know whether you can get that in other countries. What this basically is coconut liqueur. If you don't want to use Malibu, you might use light rum. I think that would do the trick just as well. Or just leave this part out. Or you might use some of the juice from the mandarin oranges that we're going to use in a bit. But what I want to do is I want to make this coconut even more tender and sumptuous and delicious than it is. So basically, I'm going to pour a tablespoon of this. And I do mean a measured tablespoon. That's 3 5-mil teaspoons, 15 millilitres. I've used my tablespoon measure. And I've just put that. And that, I don't want swamped. I don't want, you know, because I'm putting lots of good things into this bowl, and I don't want to be absolutely overpowered by the taste of raw booze. But what I do want is for, oh, that smell. Oh my lordy, lordy, Miss Claudie. I do want the perfume of this coconut and this coconut liqueur to just kind of rise up out of the creamy sauce and just be absolutely amazing. And I think it will. I think it will. I think a tablespoon with a cup of this fresh coconut, I can't resist a little taste. That's amazing. And the other thing is, excuse me, the people who find eating and talking off-putting, I have tried not to do it, but I couldn't resist that. Other thing is, this fresh coconut isn't sweetened. Okay? It's not sweetened. So that little touch of Malibu, just because it's sweetened, it's giving it a little extra help. I'm going to cover this in cling wrap. I'm just going to go ahead and refrigerate that. I'm going to leave it about half an hour. You could leave it longer, but I haven't got an awful lot of time this afternoon, so half an hour is all it's going to get. I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I'll be back in half an hour to do the next bit. Okay, now we're going to start assembling the salad itself. And really, this is an assembly line job. It's just a question of putting things together, measuring them out and mixing. It's not rocket science. So I've got a huge mixing bowl here. This is a big plastic mixing bowl. Now, we're going to start with a good idea of Betty's and start with a 1/2 cup of sour cream. Now, I'm actually using creme fraiche, full fat creme fraiche. This is what I would call the closest equivalent to the US version of sour cream. Don't use, if you're in the UK or elsewhere, don't use, especially in the UK, don't use our version of sour cream, because it is like yogurt. It's thin and sloppy, and it won't do the job. This actually is not as thick as I would like it to be, but it will have to do. The creme fraiche, I don't know what they've done to creme fraiche lately. Creme fraiche I used to know was practically solid. This really isn't as thick as I would have liked, but there we are. Anyway, that is 1/2 cup of creme fraiche. Now, the next ingredient might have some of you a little bit puzzled and a little bit up in arms, but there is a reason. In the US recipe, you have to use something called Cool Whip, or some people would use some kind of whipped topping. Now, there is a reason for this. If you try using whipped cream, when you put the fruit in with its, you drain most of the juice out, but you know, fruit gives off juice, and if you put it into with whipped cream, the whipped cream will just split. Cool Whip has this kind of rich, velvety texture. It's also slightly sweetened, and we don't have anything like it. So I have struggled to find an equivalent. There are recipes for making your own, but quite honestly, I really could do without the hassle. What I have here is a can, an 8-ounce can of Carnation dessert topping, which is basically canned cream. And I'm going to try this. It is a great big thick gloopy lump, which I'm just going to put in there. We have one small problem in that this cream is unsweetened, completely unsweetened. So I'm going to just add a little bit of sugar. And we're going to use scant 1/4 cup, I would say, is plenty. Okay, now what I'm going to do is take a little magic whisk and just whisk this together so that the source ingredients are combined and the sugar dissolves. I have a kind of a smooth mixture with no lumps. It's kind of the consistency of mayonnaise. It's good. Yeah, that's plenty sweet enough. You could add a drop of vanilla to this if you want to. Good vanilla flavouring. Don't use synthetic stuff, please. You'll ruin it. But I'm not going to. Okay, the next thing I want to do is to get my colander, because what we're going to do now is drain lots of fruit. And some people say, oh, you can't waste all that precious juice. To be quite honest, I find the juice that comes out of cans really far too sweet to drink. It's syrupy and horrible. So I don't want to drink it. I'm just going to drain it. First, two cans of mandarins. Now, if I was in the States, I would use a large can of mandarins, a good sort of 15, 16 ounce can, whatever I could get. The cans of mandarins in the UK come in 8-ounce sizes, and there aren't many in them, so I'm using two. Those are going into my colander. On top of that is going one large can. This is a 15-ounce can of pineapple chunks. I love ring pods. They just make life so much easier. Right, I'm going to let all those drain while I go over here to the fridge. Now this is treats time. These are not cheap, let me tell you. But as we're doing things in style, we're going to have two jars of maraschino cherries. And anyway, we both love them. These are 8-ounce jars. They're small jars anyway. So drain off all that syrup. Actually, this juice you could do things with if you were inventive. You could add it to Coke and make cherry Coke. But I'm afraid it is all joining the rest of the juice in the sink. Betty would absolutely be annoyed with me if she knew about this. Now we're just going to let that sit there and drain for a minute or two. And the lovely thing is we've got no bananas, no apples, nothing that can spoil. It's just going to sit there and drain off all that juice. So I can hear you saying to me, yes, Lulie, but you said we'll be using some fresh fruit. You've shown us all cans and jars. Well, here is what I've got fresh, but it's a real cop-out because it's already prepared for us. Here I've got 8 ounces of mango pieces. Ooh, these are a bit big. Okay, get my knife. And I've only just opened these, so I'm going to cut them straight into the bowl here. This is just such a lovely thing. This is going to make such a huge bowl full, and I don't know whether I have enough dressing in here to cover the fruit. I've got another tin of cream, which I might want to add. We shall see, because that's not everything in yet. I've got other things I need to put in, including that coconut we were doing stuff with. So these mangoes are in really bigger pieces than I want to put in my mouth. I don't know about you, but I really don't like to have really big pieces of fruit in my mouth. It's just, if you want to leave these chunks big, then hey, go ahead and leave them big. The thing I love about this recipe is that it's very much open to interpretation. I have seen it made with all canned fruit. I've seen it made with fruit cocktail. I have seen it made with pecans instead of the coconut. I've seen it made with all fresh fruit. I've seen it made with yogurt instead of Cool Whip. I've seen it made all kinds of ways. But the result has always looked scrumptious. And I've just so wanted to try it. Right, the mango's in, and I'm going to get my colander of fruit, which should have nicely drained now. I'm just going to very carefully dump all this in here, like that. It's good. Here's my bowl of coconut. This really is only a tasty compared to everything else that's in here. But just the little hint of delicious fresh aroma that it's going to give. It really is incredibly good. So in that's going to go. You don't want too much of that anyway, because it's going to be bitty on your mouth otherwise. Now the other thing I have here, because Brian doesn't like marshmallows, I have got ready made meringue nests. Now I don't know how many of these I want to put in yet, because I want to get this fruit into the sauce first. I'm just going to turn this over and over and over. Thank the Lord I've got a big bowl, because it's a beautiful gloopy-ookly mixture. Oh, how delicious. A little taste, because I need a cherry. Oh my God, I've died and gone to heaven. Now I want about 2 cups of crumbled meringue. There are 8 little nests in here. I reckon I'm gonna put them all in. I don't know, I might change my mind. I don't want too much, and I'm not gonna crumble them very fine, because they will squirtle down as I mix. Okay. Now, what I did see some people using were fruit-flavoured marshmallows. And if Brian liked marshmallows, and if I could get them, that is what I would use, because I think that's a cool idea. Now, I really like the idea of using these meringues, because they kind of take up some of this wet. And I think they'll make a lovely texture. Fuse them all. I'm just going to gently turn this over. It's really big now. That just looks magnificent. I reckon that's about as mixed as I want it to be. I don't want the meringues to kind of crumble into mush. It's really good. Now I'm going to put it into a big serving dish and put wrap on it and chill it in the fridge, but I don't need to take you that far. I would say it needs about at least an hour or two before to get really cold before you eat it. Well, it's really, I'm just going to have a piece of pineapple and a piece of meringue. It's incredibly good. And it's incredibly easy. So there you have it. That is my version of ambrosia salad. I really hope you all make it and enjoy it. See you all again soon. Bye bye. Lulu's Kitchen was presented by Lulu Hutchin, with music by Andre Louis. www.andrelouis.com